Today's book is Perfect Marriage. It is by Geneva Rose. Hopefully I pronounced her name right. I feel like I murdered that, but it's a pretty name.
This book for me was like a book that I've never read before. It was like, when I first saw the book cover, I thought it was going to be, you know, like, love, kind of, even though...
Which is why when you told me, like, oh, you're going to like this book, and I was like, okay, Perfect Marriage sounds cheesy, like...
Super.
I'm not... But you knew. You knew.
Yeah.
You knew that.
And then the cover also said, like, oh, he's a lawyer. She's a lawyer.
So I was like, I'm in.
And he cheated or something, and I was like, oof.
We're in.
We're in it. Give me more. Give me more.
We're going to start off with the characters. I'm really bad with the names.
I don't remember their names at all.
I remember their last names are Morgans.
Oh, wow. I do remember that.
I do remember. Adam and Sarah. Got it.
Sarah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't
and
know how my memory did
there's
that.
There's Bob. The Bob.
I guess
yes.
He's important. Whatever.
And then the cop.
I don't
remember
Sheriff Stevens.
Sheriff Stevens. Wow, you have pretty good memory.
No, I'm impressed. I don't remember stuff. I'm good. I'm under pressure. It's
so,
what it is.
This is what it is.
Okay. So yes, we have the couple's name is Adam and Sarah. Yeah. How would you describe Adam? Because I'm just gonna go.
I feel like he just gave me like very boring vibes. Like he was just like. Didn't do much.
I feel bad, but I feel like he's just, like, pathetic.
Yeah, 100%.
He's just pathetic.
Like, she was, like, the bad bitch. The bad bitch. You know, a lawyer.
Till the end.
Till the
end. Till the literal end.
But, like, you know, like, I feel like the book literally started, and it was like, oh, like, she felt like he was, like, just there, and she was doing all the work in the relationship. Like, all the...
Okay, we're going too deep now because we're just supposed to talk about the characters.
Yeah.
But if you think about, like, her side, you know... Oh, the book is, by the way, if you have not read it, it is in both perspectives. So it switches back and forth. Sometimes it'll double up on chapters.
Yeah.
But it gives you a perspective of both. And it really does feel like sometimes, like, they were in a completely different relationship. Because she was happy.
Yeah, and he was just, like, miserable because they didn't do much except her being a workaholic.
Yeah.
Which... destroyed them.
Yeah, but we're making her sound bad already, and I don't want her to sound bad. Sarah is a lawyer. She's been through a lot. The book gives you a background of what her childhood was like.
Mm-hmm.
It was definitely traumatic, to say the least. Yeah. she basically had, like, mommy issues. Dad was the one always there, but then dad passed away, and she was left with mom. It wasn't a good situation.
Well, her mom was on drugs, no?
Yes.
Yeah, she was into drugs.
She eventually got into drugs. She was with a lot of men. She witnessed that. Sarah witnessed that as a teenager growing up and whatnot. And she died when she was 16.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. She was a teenager. But whatever. Basically, she grows up to be very successful. Yes.
Yeah.
She's a partner at a firm.
Mm-hmm.
Private. She's in the private sector. She doesn't work for public.
And she's like a big partner. Like,
yeah.
She's like high up there with
name.
The owner.
She's named partner.
Yeah. She's named partner.
She's named partner.
Yeah.
So, she likes to work. She loves what she does. She is obviously wealthy. They have like basically two homes. They live where? In D.C.?
Yes, in D.C.
In D.C. and they have a home.
Can
like,
we talk about like Adam's mom? Like I can't stand
her. I was going to say this, but she's my least favorite character.
I can't stand her.
Like every time she would like. I really could have read the book without her being in there.
100%.
But of course, it wouldn't give the same, like,
anger.
Like, that whole, my baby boy was not working for me.
I couldn't stand. I
couldn't stand
her.
And I don't have a problem
her.
With the mama's boy, but she's like...
No. And, like, always asking
like,
questions to her.
Man,
like,
he's on trial for murder.
Yeah. Oh. Woo. But yes, he is on trial for murder. But even like, before that happened, like, she would just ask her, like, ask Sarah questions in a very, like...
demeaning, like she wanted to belittle her when she knew that she couldn't. That's
exactly.
What it was.
And Sarah just did not put up with her shit. So, okay.
What else? Okay, so what is the plot now that we talked about the murder? I brought up the murder.
Yeah.
So Adam is cheating on his wife.
Yes, and it's been going on for like a year.
Her name is Kelly. The poor girl ends up dead. whatever. I read the part and I was like, let me just keep reading. It's fine.
And it's been happening for like 2 years, pretty much.
You know,
and
I don't remember that part, but
it was happening
now that you
for
said
a while. It was happening for like a year
he was
or more.
In love.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay,
in their vacation home.
Yes. Oh, also, something important about the characters is Sarah did not want kids.
No. And he did.
And he did. And then he supposedly, like, got over it.
Yeah.
Not really.
Or so he said.
Right.
But pretty much, so he would go to their vacation home because she was a workaholic and did not want to take days off.
We hate him so bad, we didn't say he's a writer. Like, he wrote a book.
Okay,
he was at some point successful.
No, literally the whole purpose of him getting the vacation home was to write a book.
Okay.
Fuck Adam.
Poor Adam. Oh, God. I feel bad for you, Adam.
So, yeah, pretty much they got a vacation home. She bought the vacation home. Or they bought
yes,
it together.
They bought
it.
Whatever. Yeah. But technically, she is, like,
the
one who brings in the money.
Yeah.
Whatever.
She's the moneymaker.
But he convinced her, like, let's get the home because I can work there. I'm a writer. And he did publish a successful
yes.
book. But after that, it was kind of, like, downhill.
Just went downhill. Yeah.
And he hasn't had any hits after that.
Yeah. And he didn't have, what he said was that he was not creative. So that's why he needed
yeah.
the vacation home, because he felt like the vacation home was, like, an escape to get some type of creativity. When in reality, he was just using the vacation home to get laid.
That's dirty. That's why we don't care if he's a writer,
we don't care.
The super mac daddy.
Like, the fact
I don't care who you are.
She for sure bought, like, the entire home more than he, and you have the audacity to bring somebody
else. I'm not gonna assume.
I can't.
But basically, it's understood how we feel about the character.
Clearly.
Yeah. So, plot is, obviously, besides cheating on your wife,
mm-hmm.
She pretty much ends up dead. Kelly, the mistress, ends up dead. He is in a relationship with her. Kelly is married
mm-hmm.
To a very interesting person. To me, that was actually one of, like, the first surprises, that she is married to a cop.
Yes. And that something happened to her ex. So she was married before this one. To the
ex husband. God, Kelly has, like, a whole... You could do a whole book just
yeah,
on her history.
Because she, like, her ex-husband ended up being dead, no? Like, he was found dead or something like that? Do you remember?
He was... I think... Was it that he killed himself? Or was it...
We don't know. Remember, she was... She pretty
much... It was
much,
iffy, right? Is that
yeah,
what it was?
Because
it was iffy.
They tried putting the blame on her.
Okay, that's what it was. That
yes.
Like, he supposedly, like, just died or killed himself or something like that. But she was on trial. Like, they were
yeah.
like, no, like, she killed him.
Yeah. But they didn't end up trialing her because
right.
they didn't have enough evidence.
And her now husband was pretty much on the case.
Yeah.
Although Adam and Sarah live in Washington D.C., this all happens in, like...
A town
an hour
far,
away.
Yeah, a
small
far
town.
Away.
That's kind of what the book sets
yeah.
up for it to be. It's like a small town, and
mm-hmm.
this cop, I don't remember his name.
I don't remember his name either.
But he pretty much, what was the last name?
No, I don't remember.
It was Kelly something, because they named the baby
mm.
at the end.
Baby.
After their
oh,
name.
Right,
you don't remember?
Right.
I thought that was super weird.
No, I don't remember. Well, because remember, that was his brother or something like that. Remember? Wasn't it a brother?
Oh my goodness. Yes. Okay, sorry.
We're skipping.
Sorry. You could have just skipped that part. pretty much, I forgot what I was going to say.
So pretty much, Kelly and the cop that was in the case move away.
They
like,
move away.
He owes his entire thing for
right,
her pretty much. Like,
right.
different name. Like, that's
she
not her name.
She gets off, right?
Yeah.
They dismiss the case because of misplaced evidence. That's what
yes,
it was.
Correct.
And then it's said that the husband, who's a cop, pretty much kind of, like, got rid of the evidence
yeah.
or helped her pretty much get
which
out
we
of
don't
it.
Even know how they really, if they even met before that trial.
No,
like,
that's why I'm saying you could literally make a whole
really
book
weird.
Just
on
that
them.
Character.
Yeah, yeah, it's really odd.
So moving along with Adam and Sarah's story.
Well, wait, because the book makes Kelly, like, feel, like, really bad for her. Because she, the husband's kind of abusive. Or so she said.
Right. At first, the book presents that we don't even know it's a cop.
Yeah, we
but
don't know.
But she tells Adam, like, no.
Like,
remember
he
the,
can't
that, he,
say,
that she comes home,
yeah.
not home, to wherever they're at. And
yeah.
then she's crying with bruises. And, like, I can't tell you.
Because no one will believe me or something.
Right.
So we assume he's, like, in the industry. Like, that he's not going to get in trouble for it. So that's why...
Right, and then later we find out that he's a cop.
Yeah, but like her story, like I felt really bad for her. I felt bad for her, and like I really.
I felt bad for her, but I.
She didn't deserve to die.
But I actually do think she was crazy, though.
I think she might have hallucinated a lot of things.
I think
to like make Adam.
Oh, you're saying like mentally disabled.
Like I feel like she.
I was just crazy. Like she was just.
No, I feel like she kind of like manipulated a lot of situations to get Adam to like. Give her
feel
more attention
sorry
or
like
yeah
but
so
I
like,
think she did that with her past. That's why I think she's like something's just not right
weird yeah
because she's they kind of show that she did that with, yeah, I guess you're right. It's important to discuss Kelly as a character.
Yeah, I feel like...
the book did invest. I did not feel bad because I just felt like she was not placing herself in that situation. But...
Okay, like, don't get us wrong. Like, nobody that...
No, nobody deserves to die. Like, okay, like, we're not God. We don't decide, like, who dies.
But, like, she didn't know what was coming for her. Like, she would have never seen that.
She was playing games. That's what it was. She was playing games, and she didn't know how far it can go.
And Adam thought he was never going to get caught.
Adam, basically, same thing. He was playing games, and he...
Because he was texting Sarah while being, like, in bed with her.
Oh, the craziest part to me is they showed that very briefly because, obviously, Kelly was dead, like...
Yeah.
Not even halfway through the book.
Yeah.
But...
Literally, it's, like, the second chapter.
I know. The craziest part to me is in the beginning when it's Adam's part of the story... Mm-hmm. That he's texting Sarah.
Yes. Like,
and
I'll be home.
And Kelly's like, what'd your wife say? Like, she's like, oh.
Yes.
Okay. So, I have to bring this up. I have my little sticky note here.
Mind you, well, I don't know. Depends what you're going to say, but they had been drinking.
Okay. Yeah. They had been drinking.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. Everybody needs to know that. The setting. This was already at the...
In the house.
Yeah. In the house. Home. In the lake home.
Yeah.
Okay. So, this... The moment that I read it, I was like, that's us. And even though it had just described that they had sex or whatever, like, I thought this was us. It says...
Oh, I can't remember.
I don't know, but this to me was, like, just weird. I don't know why. I don't know. I watched too many shows or something. It says, I lean down and plant a kiss on her cheek. I slide my hand up her thigh into her core. It's wetter than it's ever been. And I think at first she's going to wake up for me immediately. But she doesn't stir. And when she doesn't, I take my hand away. I want to be there for her in every type of way, physically, mentally, emotionally. I wipe my wet hands against my pants and quietly walk out of the room. Mm. I immediately thought.
Blood?
Yeah. Later on in the book, when I find out that she's dead, like, not in the end.
Yeah,
when I find out that
middle?
She's dead, I literally had to come back and reread that part because I was like.
But did he do that when he woke up? Remember how he had woken up?
He woke up because he heard a car outside.
A car, yeah. So did that happen after?
Yes.
Oh, so she was dead.
Yes, I think
she
was
dead.
Yeah, 100%. But the book never even like
pointed at it.
Yes,
no.
And I was like, oh, is that
no.
like important information?
Yeah.
But I don't think he even remembered that because
yeah.
they don't bring it up.
No.
I wished
and I
that
think,
they would have brought
okay,
that.
Okay, so pretty much how Kelly dies is literally in bed next to him.
Yeah.
Like he is literally laying in bed next to him. Which, when I read that, I was like, how did he not notice? Like when the book later goes on to describe what happened, like how she got murdered,
mm-hmm.
I was like, how, when he did. When he woke up, how
Wait,
did he not
wasn't
see
wasn't he... Or you're saying how he did not see...
Yeah, when he woke up. That he literally did that. That he said bye to her. She was dead.
I don't know. I mean, it could have been dark. That part, I really didn't... I thought you were going to say that. How did he not wake up?
Well, no. He was, like, drugged, pretty much.
Yeah, it just didn't come up. They
yeah.
weren't looking for it
they
in
weren't,
his
yeah.
drug, right?
Yeah, it was, like, in the scotch or whatever
mm-hmm,
he drank.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, how did... When he said bye to her...
How did he not notice that she was dead?
Like,
I don't know. I don't know. I didn't think much about that because I was like, if you're in that situation, like, you're not expecting to see or anything. You're little, he's drugged. You wake up and you're like, imagine if you're like drunk and you just wake up in the middle of the night. Like, imagine how that feels like.
I also
feel like he wasn't even.
I feel like the way the murder scene was described when, you know, later on in the book, like, it made it seem like it was very like.
Brutal? Like,
yeah,
very.
Brutal. So I'm just like.
How did he not see it? Well, the amount of blood, is that like what you're
yeah.
saying? That's what I'm saying. If he cleaned it off his pants, which it clearly says there, he cleaned it off his pants, he went home and what just did, I don't know. That is why, that is the one thing from this book that I did not like.
Mm-hmm.
I get that they want to catch you by surprise in the end of the book,
yeah.
which we'll talk about later, but I do not like, I don't like how it transitioned.
Yeah.
Like, it should have
been
more clever. Like, there's so
yeah.
many little things to make it into a clever kind of, like, to
mm-hmm.
just kind of gather all of those little things.
Yeah.
And I don't know, like, I feel like there could have been a little bit more that the writer could have done to just, like, tie it in better.
Mm-hmm.
And it would have set in, like, harder.
Yeah.
It was more like a cold slap on the face, which there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
But... I wish it was, like, that bothered me.
Mm-hmm. That there was, like, no other
like...
Like
you
no
said,
mention.
Like, how did he not notice? How
yeah.
did you, like...
There's no other mention of anything.
There's no mention of anything. It's
because
just, boom, this is who killed her.
I feel like the book also doesn't go back to, like, as Adam's point of view as much after he's, like, convicted, kind of. Like, he doesn't replay
oh.
a lot of what happened. Like, he can't... Like, he has no memory, like...
Yeah, and I do remember that in one of Adam's like last ones towards the end. Let me see. I think one of the last ones he had said that he was thinking or he was going to sleep or something, and they did mention like he was like something's not right.
Yeah.
But it just never
clicked to him.
That is at least one piece that I was like, okay, that means I know where this is like heading.
Going.
Kind
yeah.
of. Yeah. But I don't know. The way it was written, I love the story. I love the plot.
Mm-hmm.
I love the characters, even the ones that I hate.
Mm-hmm.
But if there's one thing that I would change, it's probably like
little things.
Like the way at the end. It's just towards the end. It felt like it was rushed. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like it's
I feel
just
like I skipped a lot.
Yes. And this is
like,
who killed her. Like,
yeah.
It went into, like, what, how many years? I don't even know.
Like, I think it's, like, 7 or something more.
Like
a lot of years
five,
afterwards.
5, 6, 7 years? I don't even know. 10 years? Who knows?
Well, now we're talking about the ending.
Okay,
but,
I don't know.
11
years later.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's a lot of time.
Okay.
That's a lot of
And then
time.
To just slap
just
you
say,
with the truth 11
yeah.
years later?
No, I don't like it.
They really wanted us
to
feel
finish.
That. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Finish the book and you're gonna...
I mean, come on, I'm surprised. They did a great job.
That's true.
But... So pretty much he goes home.
Okay.
He's in
back
the penthouse.
Now we're starting plot. Okay.
Yeah. He's in the penthouse and then the police comes and gets him.
Mm-hmm.
And I was
no,
like,
what are you talking about?
What do you mean?
He gets home to his beautiful wife, Sarah, who had just had a drink with her assistant.
That's right.
And
oh my God,
she
right,
tells
him at 2 a.m.
And Sarah, his lovely
right.
wife, tells
yeah.
him, I want to have a baby, which she had initially told them like 5 years
kids.
Back or something like that.
I don't want kids. Mm-hmm.
And he was sad about it. That he really wanted to be a dad.
Mm-hmm.
Blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
But that same night that Kelly is pretty much killed.
Yeah.
He has yet to know this. And he decides, I'm going to leave Kelly.
Yeah. And be with Sarah.
And be with Sarah. Like, obviously,
because
this is what I want.
Because she's going to give him what
right,
he wants.
Which is, I don't want to say this, but that's dumb as hell.
No, I can't.
You're going to tell me. Like, I don't know. I don't have kids, but, oh, you know what? You're going to give me a kid. Let me stay with you now. Like, that doesn't...
No. You already cheated for 2 years, buddy.
Clearly, he was drugged. That's...
Clearly. Clearly, he was in another dimension.
Because... That doesn't make sense to me.
Bro. And I even remember that, like, the way that she, like, went to the bar, and there was, like, that weird, like, time. She got home. Like, there was little things here and there that I was, like...
In between that time?
Yeah.
The only thing that
drink.
Caught me off guard,
yeah.
and they never brought it up either, is that her assistant sent her a text apologizing. And she says some... You don't remember?
No.
I thought that was super weird.
No. Her assistant is a big character in the book. And there are so many times that I thought she was guilty.
I thought she was just so... No, they did that on purpose. I
yeah.
caught on.
Yeah.
I was just like, she's annoying. She's super irrelevant. And they're trying to get me. But
yeah.
they didn't get me. I'm saying they, like, if it's a group of people after me, I'm talking about the writer who's trying to get me. but yeah, there is a part
that she texted her. I don't remember.
Yes, that she texts or maybe called and she said, oh, I'm sorry.
Oh,
look, she says right here. Yeah, she goes, I glanced at my phone, finding an unread text from Anne. That's the name
yeah.
of the assistant.
Yeah.
Did you make it home? Okay. I quickly text back. Yeah, see you soon. And text, sorry for last night.
Mm-hmm.
I recall the moment where it got a bit weird between Anne and me, and I quickly brush it aside. It's okay. We all do dumb stuff when we're drunk.
And they never, like, said anything.
That's it.
Like, there was no going back to that. Like, there was... It was so weird. Like, that night was so weird.
I feel like I'm about to, like, reread the book again, because...
I understand
why
they did it, because if they would have said too much, like, this early on into the book...
I still feel like I missed something. It either wasn't there or I missed it. Like, I literally
yeah.
feel like rereading. That's why I told you, like...
Yeah.
There has to be something that we missed.
That there's
or...
so many little details that, for sure, when we first read it, like, we just, like, brushed it off and didn't think it was important.
Like, okay, this
sure
is
important.
After pretty much she's killed. I feel like we're not making sense because we haven't said who killed Kelly.
Okay, so should we just drop the bomb?
Yeah.
Okay, spoilers alert. Sarah killed Kelly. Sarah killed Kelly,
yeah.
and she planned the entire thing.
The crazy part is, the book is, I want to say, like, 300 and something pages, right? Yeah, 334 pages.
Mm-hmm.
And for easily, like, 300 pages,
yeah. we don't
Sarah
know who
is his lawyer.
Yes.
She is defending him.
Mm-hmm. Because she said if anyone would defend her husband and get him out of that trial,
it would
be her.
Because it... it really did make sense.
100%.
Like,
I believed in her.
Like, who else to get you off than, one, a successful lawyer, two, your wife.
Exactly.
Although you were cheating on her, she's still there to defend you. That has to mean
something,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Poor
she was playing
Adam.
Him. Playing
Poor
him.
Adam. Like, Adam really thought that
he had a fair case.
Was, yeah, gonna do everything in her power.
Like, he didn't. He doubted her. And that's why he had his own investigation.
He still, like, had some type of hope. Like, I felt like he knew that she was the best
but
he could
I
do.
But I think
but
that
he had
was,
a little, like,
I think that was part of the mind game. That was Sarah's
yeah.
plan. She wanted
because
him.
Because she didn't want anyone else to, like, maybe your wife has something to do with it.
That's another thing that's crazy to me.
Like,
you dumb as hell if you don't think of accusing
your
the wife.
The partner.
Like, how many times
but
do we see in these shows and you
yeah.
and you read that, what, 9 out of 10 times it's the
partner.
Right.
Yeah.
So.
But that's why she automatically, when she went to the police station, she was like, I'm going to defend him. Like, she gave no room for anyone to doubt her. Like, she was like, no, I'm going to be the lawyer. Like, I'm going to defend him. And the police was like, oh, okay. I mean, I guess. Like, she left no room for them to even, like, question her.
She didn't even leave room.
She didn't leave room for anything. She was
for
ready.
For anything. Yes.
She, like, knew what
control
was coming.
She's a control freak.
No, 100%.
She's a control freak. I'm, like, thinking right now back to the book. And I'm thinking, like, you know how it was in dialogue. But the writer put it as for the readers to pretty much really believe that she was going through it.
Mm-hmm.
But not going through it because she killed anyone. Going through it because she had just found out that she
it's
was being
like her
cheated
marriage,
on. That
yeah,
her
marriage,
marriage
was falling
over,
apart.
And that her man was in jail and that he just kept ruining things. Like, you know those
no,
outbursts 100%. That she would have? That it wasn't with dialogue. That
yeah,
she was just having with herself.
Yeah.
Now it makes me wonder, was she having these outbursts not because she was scared of getting caught, but just because she's flat out crazy?
Flat out crazy, or was it a way to, like, disguise that she was guilty?
Why,
like,
would they be disguising to the readers that she's guilty? Like, that's what I'm
no,
saying.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
could they could have changed that, or it was hinting at something else. That's why I feel like we missed something.
Fucking crazy because she did end up marrying.
I mean, we're talking about a very successful wife,
yeah,
lawyer, who killed a mistress and stabbed her. What was it, 37 times or something like that? It was
and,
a crazy number.
And he never saw it. And he never saw the blood. He never saw the blood. Are you kidding me? Mind you, like, she...
It says it.
And
it
she
says it,
knew
yeah.
about the cheating for, like, a while, right? Like, months? A year?
It was months. No. I think it was a year. It was either a year or six months to a year, if
yeah,
I remember,
like,
correctly. There was
she,
a lot of different time frames with the
so
book and the characters.
She, like, planned it, like, to a T. Like, she knew when he was gonna go, when she was gonna come over.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she knew everything. She knew who Kelly knew, where she worked.
Yeah.
Like, there was so much planning.
And
the book doesn't even, like, cover that much.
Yeah, that's why I say that if they were to write another book, they could write it in
another
two perspectives, and
yeah.
it would still be just as interesting and just as
yeah.
shocking, because there's, that's what I'm saying. It feels like since stuff are missing, you can literally make a book out of it. 100%. So pretty much after he wakes up or whatever, right, from the night of them basically deciding they were going to...
Have kids.
She goes to work.
Mm-hmm.
He gets a knock on the door. They try to arrest him.
Mm-hmm.
He gets beat up at the station by Kelly's husband.
Yeah.
And did you ever think he was guilty, Kelly's
yes.
husband?
I thought he was guilty.
I think that's the only character that I was actually like, okay,
I thought he was guilty
be.
Because of, like, the random acts of, like, aggression. And just... having history that he was abusive towards her, in quotation marks, we don't really know that.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, maybe? But, like, why kill her and not him if he was a killer? Like, why not kill the guy she's cheating on with? Like, why would you kill your wife? You
oh,
know
I
mean?
Get what you're saying.
Like, if it was the husband, he would have killed Adam, not killed Kelly.
Yeah, crazy enough, or both.
Or, yeah, like, why leave
one? Or both, yeah. That's I know something wasn't clicking there. And then
yeah.
also, the whole domestic thing... It was really messed up.
Yeah.
But I also, like, know from, like, just reading and stuff that cops, they are known
to be
for having lots of domestic
violence yeah.
charges and stuff
yeah.
like that.
Involved.
Like, it happens.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I feel like the writer knew that and used it.
Used it to,
so,
like, guide the reader to be,
right.
like, oh,
to entice, like, yeah, this is what happening. I think that's the only character I thought that it might have been. I don't think Sarah's assistant was ever guilty. You know who I actually did think was guilty? Sarah's best friend. I thought it was so weird that he just came out of nowhere.
Oh,
I was like, you know what? This could go somewhere.
Yeah. And he, like,
do you think he knew? I don't think he knew.
I don't think he knew. And if he did, shit. I don't think she told anyone. Except Bob. Because it was her and Bob that planned it.
This is why I think she's crazy. Like, who the hell is Bob? Who cares about Bob?
Bro, he came out of... They hated... They, in quotation mark, despised each other at work. Do you remember?
Yes, I do,
like,
remember that.
They were literally, like, rivals
but
at work.
That's fine. Like, that is like, okay, whatever. You're rivals at work. But, like, he was literally irrelevant.
Yeah.
There is... Okay. I'm not going to say irrelevant. If you read the book, if you have not read the book, if you are interested in the book, or if you already read it, I understand...
Yeah.
That he is important because he was in on this plan to kill the mistress.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because the mistress had been...
Was the ex-husband.
Was accused
uh-huh.
of killing
his
Bob's
mm-hmm.
brother. Was that the storyline?
Yeah, brother. Somewhere, yeah.
Family. His brother.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brother.
So...
And he kind of just had, like, hatred over her.
But they had said it earlier in the book or something like that, saying, oh, when everybody finds out, when Adam finds out, oh, he was so close. There's a scene.
Yes.
There's a part that
Adam
goes
to, office.
To the law firm, to the office.
Yeah, with a picture.
With the picture, and it's like, Bob knows.
Yeah.
Your assistant is in on it.
Yeah, he's in on it.
She played that off so well.
Yeah, she
okay,
was,
when
like, shocked.
Bob went to the office or they spoke to each other, that's when I knew something was off with Bob.
Really?
Yeah, because he went and she was like, oh, everything's fine. He goes, no, I'm sorry. Or he apologizes. He apologizes to Anne, like, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, that's just...
He was just, like,
weird. It was so weird.
It was so weird.
That's... Okay, you see, those are other pieces for me. Those are other gaps for me that if
then,
it would have,
like,
been filled in...
It would have been better. It would have been
yes.
a story.
And mind you,
better.
I was already invested, but it's just those little details.
Yeah.
Like, if we just knew a little bit more about Bob or
mm-hmm.
how that, like,
that connection
I get
came
it,
around.
How that connection between at
between
the end of it,
Sarah
book,
and
they
Bob,
have
a
kid.
Kid.
Yeah, so how is it that whatever they had in the past ended up like that?
My question is, like, how did Sarah and Bob find out about Kelly, like, to get, like, did she find out about Kelly and ran
None of that
to
is
Bob?
In there.
Like, we don't,
like,
where like
I said, out of
start?
330, like, four pages. 300 of them
was just
flat out a lawyer wife
trying to defend
her husband from a dead
marks.
Mistress. That was pretty much the whole book.
In quotation marks, defend, because she knew she was never going to let him, like, get off free.
Honestly, I'm very impressed by her work.
No, she's a great lawyer.
She's a
I'd hire her.
Fantastic lawyer. She's hired on the spot. I'll go in debt. It's fine.
Okay.
But
so now that we already, like, kind of went over, like, pretty much... The whole, like, is there anything in between that we
felt like missed? A roller coaster?
That book is a roller coaster. It had me on my nerves.
That's what I'm pissed about. It was,
I think what took me,
it had me, like, flatlined, and then at the end I was like, what just happened?
Yeah.
Which I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Because it just made, it made the ending, like, okay. Like, that was good.
For
that was
me,
good.
That ending, the way the author wrote it, I honestly loved that
yeah.
she went dressed in all white, like a freaking angel.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no.
Bro,
that is
like wow.
No.
Girl.
That was my whole favorite part. Like
I loved it. I was like
I needed all of that. And he writes a book. Remember, I forgot about that. I just saw it right now on the page.
That he wasn't guilt, like, his story.
Adam did go on to write his tell-all. He titled it Innocence Isn't Enough. The
yeah.
Adam Morgan story.
Yeah.
I don't know. I loved her anger in the end. Like, what she...
No, it's that the fact that he, like, still had, like, hope.
We decided
you know.
To kill Kelly and frame Adam. After all, they did have it coming. She's crazy.
No,
yeah,
no,
she's 100%.
She's psycho.
Still love her, but she needs help.
But, yeah, the fact that she went into... Oh, he got
they
executed.
Literally discussed how it all happened in two pages. No kidding.
That's it. That's,
like,
all
that's it. That's all we got. Two pages of what actually
of a full-on
happened.
Murder. So, Adam does get executed.
He does. Yeah.
So...
And she pretty much goes after, like, 11 years of not seeing him. She never went back to see him.
No.
She was about to get married to Bob the next day or the same day.
Something
like
that.
That.
Already had a kid.
She
went dressed in white, so as, like, an angel. You know, you would think you would go dressed in black, considering your ex-husband is about to be...
She's being liberated,
like,
from
dead.
Whatever she did.
And the fact that he told there was a quote that he said to her, and she kind of just like nodded at him, and she's like, yeah, I know it was never you.
Yeah, she
and
said, I know for a fact
it wasn't
what she
you.
Said. I know for a fact. It
and
wasn't
he,
you.
I think in that moment, he knew she had done something.
Oh no, I know that she wanted him to die, with that being the last
thing that thought. He heard.
Yeah. Sarah keeps walking backward away from me, staring at me with that fucking smile. Adam, you will spend the rest of your brief life thinking about me, and I want you to know that I will never think about you ever again.
Mm-hmm.
Girl.
She came in full force. And there's a
I just hate his last moments where he wasn't quick enough.
No.
To at least say something back to her. Like
no.
Like
and but he and did. He did realize, because when he was, like, in the bed, like, to get executed, like, there's a, I think there's a point of view or something
mm-hmm.
of him that he kind of, like, it makes it look like he kind of realized what was going down.
Yes.
Like,
he
caught
says,
it.
The only thoughts swirling inside my brain are of my own demise. Something doesn't feel right. Something isn't right. And then it happens. It's as if I can see right through the mirror in front of me and straight into Sarah. I see that smile and the look in her eyes. The counted out squeezing of her hand. So when she goes to see him, she's trying to fake it really bad, but not even in like a hiding it way.
Yeah.
Like she's faking affection. She's faking care.
Yeah.
And she wants him to see that it's like fake.
Fake. Like she
doesn't
care.
Yeah. She's like counting down and squeezes his hand like kind of in like a reassuring way, but it's calculated.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of hints to him that like this doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
And he's like saying like, how's life? And I've missed you and you never came to see me. And he's
yeah.
pretty much like, still devoted in a way to her.
Yeah.
And she's like just calculating, like literally counting down the last seconds of his life.
Yep.
He says her curious parting words and her callousness. But why now? Why of all days did she need to say this, treat me like this? It's as if, wait, no, it couldn't have been. And there he starts describing that he starts feeling numb. They had already, it was by lethal injection
yeah.
or something like that.
Yeah, so all of this, like, all these thoughts are racing through his head when he's literally, like, laying on the bed. And she's,
yep.
you know, to the other side of the window
yep.
looking at him being executed, pretty much.
Yep.
And the mom goes to see him.
Oof. That's my favorite part.
Tough.
Okay, this is my favorite part. Yeah, the mom goes to see him, and she's like, no, my baby boy, till the end.
Yeah,
like, always. Oh, no, wrong. Sorry for that lady. But when he finally goes limp, this is her perspective, the words even start changing.
Mm-hmm.
Like she goes from being like very calm, cool,
mm-hmm.
collected
to
like literally like when he finally goes limp.
Yeah.
I lift Eleanor's hand and stand. Goodbye, Eleanor. She says, wait. And then she starts saying sorry to her because
yeah.
obviously his mom treated her
like
crap.
Yeah.
And then, which honestly, maybe it was
maybe
for
a reason.
Maybe moms know best.
Yeah, maybe.
And she says, I'm sorry. And she gets up, she stares at her, she goes,
I'm
not. And she just walks out. And I'm like, okay.
When I read that, I was like, my
jaw. I was like, okay. Now I understand. Everything set in for me. And I was like, okay, this
yeah.
is who she is.
It's not, I never in a million years thought it was Sarah. Like,
I thought it was weird that they never brought that up. Like
maybe we should have not hated the mother so much. Because maybe she had some type of
I
right
will say this.
To...
That she did. The writer did a great job at me making sure that I still loved Sarah.
Sarah. No, I...
Like,
I
what is he to Adam?
I know. I feel bad.
He literally died being innocent.
Yeah.
And somehow... Okay. So, obviously, the writer did something right. Because if I still love Sarah, something's either wrong with me.
Or
she just did a great job. And I'm going to go with that she did a great job. I'm going to leave it at that.
Yeah, we're not crazy like Sarah. We're not
I'm
crazy
just
like
gonna
Sarah.
Leave it at that.
No, she, like, it's a she's portrayed very powerful. Like, she's portrayed, like, very, like, she knows her shit. Like, she's a boss's bitch.
I just like that she's in control of her life.
Yeah.
It may not
exactly.
be the right life. It may not be good.
And I feel
but
like...
But the fact that she took control from early on in her life,
mm-hmm.
she kills her mom. We had said that, right? Or did we say that she had died of
drugs?
Oh, how are we gonna miss this?
How are we gonna
all
see?
Right,
this
yeah.
is something. This is something that you caught. I did not catch. You remember when you were like, "Oh, something about heroin," and I was like, huh?
"Yeah, okay." So she's describing. That's also towards the end.
Yeah,
she's describing how her mom died and what that looked like for her. She was 16 years old. It was in some hotel or
mm-hmm,
something,
like a motel or something.
A motel, yeah, not even
yeah.
a hotel, and. She says she remembers her just laying there on the bed with four needles or three needles or something like that. And that she had, like, earlier they had said that she overdosed.
Mm-hmm.
But then I said, three, four needles. Like, I knew that was, like, no. That's when I knew, like, that's it. Like, Sarah did something. I didn't know what it was, but I knew Sarah was more messed up than
like,
what they had. Like, when Adam's mom goes at her, she's like, oh, you're messed up and you don't know how to be a wife because your mom never loved you. You don't know what love is.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, okay, not so sure. But then when she starts saying, this is how my mom died, instead of feeling sorry for her, I was actually like, no, that's not how you die from an overdose. If, like, no one goes and puts four, like, that's not common. That's not really likely from things that I've read,
like,
and
heroin,
seen.
Yeah.
And I don't know who I think I am, but
a drug expert.
I'm a death expert, apparently. That's a little bit of the Scorpio in me.
Literally.
But that was wrong. And later on, she does confess that pretty much Kelly isn't the first person that she kills. Okay, so I found it here. It's literally the last page. It says, my mom didn't kill herself in the technical sense. One needle of heroin with her tolerance wouldn't do it, but the other three I stuck in her arm would. She was killing herself a little every day. I just helped speed up the process. I'll never put my daughter in that position.
Oh my gosh, she literally, like, blatantly said it.
That, yeah. That right there, I was like, that was satisfying. I was happy that I had figured that one out.
Wow.
Yeah. No, when she said that she had, I was like, what?
Interesting.
I think, first of all, Kelly's not the first person that she kills.
Yeah, I was just talking to her mother.
I don't know.
I think
and
I was
somehow
still...
I still, like...
She's still powerful.
Yeah.
Like,
honestly, the writer makes
great.
It seem like what she did was justified. Like, her life and her decisions are justified.
Are okay.
Because she killed her mom of an overdose because her mom was, what,
already,
a crappy mom.
Yeah, and already killing herself, so might as well speed it up.
I don't think that is enough. I think what she was putting her daughter through.
Through.
Yeah, because fuck you. Clearly you didn't care about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But, like,
yeah.
Your daughter.
Mm-hmm.
So... that is the first thing she decided, like, to take control of. Like,
yeah.
My dad's no longer around. My mom
is
more of a burden because she was working to take care
to
and feed herself and her mother.
To then her mother go and use it on, like, you know, prostitution.
Drugs
and
who knows what she
stuff.
Was doing.
Yeah.
So that's the first time that she was probably like, yeah, and from now on, I'm in control of my life.
Yeah.
I just thought it was so funny that throughout the whole book, she was like this... itty bitty little wife. They made her seem like she
so
was
sad.
Just, yeah, like we actually felt bad for her because
yeah,
Adam was cheating on her,
and that she was so content in her marriage.
That's probably why I was so satisfied with that. You know, it wasn't all perfect on his side, but
yeah,
it was. I don't know. It's justified to me. It's somewhat justified. Okay, she did her job. It was. I'm okay with it.
No, I loved it. I was shocked when I read that ending.
He was in a hurry. That's why.
Yeah.
You're probably like, wait a second.
It came at me so quick. I was like,
whoa. I reread it because I was like, no one was going to prepare me for this.
Yeah. Especially it's like 11 years. Was 11 years what you said?
11 years later. You
like,
just turn the page and it says 11 years later.
Like that poor guy. I feel so bad for Adam.
And before the 11 years later, it ends off with, I think, Adam's perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And they're doing his sentencing.
Yes.
And they don't even announce it.
No.
They don't announce
they don't
it supposedly.
Announce it.
Since
yeah.
We find out, technically, 11 years later.
That he's being...
That he was found
executed.
Guilty. Yeah.
But yeah, there's nothing. Like, there's nothing there. Like, it just jumps to... He's in court, pretty
he's
much.
He's in court, and then it says, they have found the defendant, the jury, whatever, has found the defendant, dot, dot, dot. That's how it ends. And then
yeah.
It just goes, Sarah Morgan,
11
years
later. Yeah, and then there he is, about to be put to his death. 11 years, and mind you, 11 years is not even that much. If you think about, like, death sentence, you're usually, like, in jail. Well, I guess it depends on the murder. There's just so many things that I wish I had more answers to. Like, so many things.
I just want
to
know more about Kelly.
I
want to
know
about Sarah
and
Bob.
Bro.
Like, how... And then... Anne just was so annoying to me. The assistant was extremely annoying.
She was like her doggy.
But for sure, least favorite. Yeah, literally her doggy.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you said?
Yeah.
For sure, my least favorite character is his mom. She was just typical, like, just mama's boy, mom. Like, she was
like
just
annoying.
She was just annoying.
Yeah.
And
it wasn't
think,
even like,
but you know
like,
what? That probably fueled Sarah's anger.
to like make,
she slapped her.
Yeah.
There's a part that his mom slapped her.
I feel like also maybe like her, the mom always saw him as such like an innocent angel boy. Like, oh, you know, he really was
pedestal. Though, not an angel, but he was literally like,
yeah,
pathetic. Like, era un pobrecito. Like, exactly. He needed help. Like,
so
he,
I feel like Sarah also putting him like go through that, it's like making the mom be like, see, like, he's not your, like, you know, little angel boy.
He's fucked. She really wanted. Yeah. She really wanted him. She wanted to force her to see that.
Yeah.
I don't think she ever did, though. No. Till the end, so. She was like, my baby boy.
Yeah.
That's literally how she ended
the book.
No. No. So, what would you rate this book? What are we going to do? Out of 5 or out of 10?
What's easier? I think out of 10.
Oof, that's a lot of numbers. That's a lot of decisions to make. Okay. What would you... I'm trying to be as honest as possible.
No. I love the writing. Like, I love the two perspectives.
I love the characters.
Yeah. The character... I feel like we could have had a little bit more development.
A little.
With, like, a little bit more background on Kelly. A little bit more background on, like, Bob, maybe.
For sure on Bob. Yeah.
The
plot is great. The characters are great. I think just the development of how...
things, like, played out.
Yeah, played out. Because it technically isn't a big book.
It's a,
like, for everything that happened,
yeah,
they spent a lot. That's what I'm saying. They spent a lot of time on the
actual case.
On the trial, on the case. Lots of back and forth, back and forth, back and forth.
And a lot of like, oh, we almost solved it. Just kidding, no, we didn't solve it. And it's like, start from block one. I feel, I don't know, I kind of want to give it like a, I don't know, like 7.5, 8.
Oh, that's pretty like harsh. Okay.
Just because
yeah,
I feel
I'm on
like,
the same. I'm on the same, but I thought you liked it more than me. But yeah, I would say so.
I feel like after talking,
you kind of thought about how it went.
Yeah,
that's like why first, sometimes you want to reread a book.
When I first read it, I would have given it like a 10 out of 10.
100%.
So good.
I was
like,
a little pissed. That's I felt it. I felt it as soon as I finished. I told you. I was like,
yeah.
Maybe it's just me being crazy and
like,
wanting
so
to figure
good.
Everything out.
It's very, it's a very different book than I've ever read. And I think that's why I love it.
Because you typically read more
like,
of the...
like, happy ending, give me all the love.
Well, I don't know. Our next book, we decided the next book is going to be...
The Seven Husbands of Evelyn Hugo.
Okay. So...
that one's good.
We'll see.
Yeah.
Seven Husbands. That sounds good. I'm really hoping someone dies or something. And it's not all...
it's not all
happiness. Yeah, that bores me way too quick.
No, but this one was really good. So
this one's perfect.
I think so. Like, I'll give it a 10.5.
Okay, and hopefully we'll be doing different genres. I think we're gonna probably have to switch it up after
Seven.
Because Seven is the same genre as this one.
I would think it's different.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not so like psychologically like you know, it's not very thriller like this one.
It's softer.
I don't know how to explain it.
Okay, we're going to have to talk about it in the next one, obviously.
Yeah.
I, like, want to already read the book without reading the book.
Yeah.
I'm like,
yeah,
so what is it? So
no,
what is it?
It's really good. I really liked it.
Okay. So I'm going to rate it for sure a 7.
Mm-hmm. A 7?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think I'm going to do a 7.
Like, there's room for improvement.
I'm not a writer, though. I don't know who I think I am.
100%. Like,
but I think that's why we're doing this podcast.
If Miss
Jenna,
Miss Geneva Rose came to me and told me, how do I make this better? I'd be like, girl, I don't know. You tell me. I just know it has to be better.
Facts. Facts, facts, facts. Especially because there's different types of readers, too. That's a cool thing about reading. Like, once you open a book, you're going in it with whatever perspective or whatever past books, experiences
you've
that you've liked.
Or even your own life.
That's what I'm saying. Your own, like, personal whatever it is, or whatever you're attracted to, whatever catches your attention. Like, you call this a thriller. To me, this is, like, not a thriller at all.
It's more like psychological. It's more...
that's
literally a thing.
I would
it
like
says
a
it.
Psychological thriller.
It says a completely gripping psychological suspense.
I would say it's suspense, yeah. To me, thriller is... I don't know. Psychological suspense? I don't know about the psychological part.
I guess psychological because you don't see the ending coming. So it's like it like fucks with you, like with
I
your
think,
head.
I think the psychological part is more like the... oh, you're saying with your head? Like the going back and forth?
Yeah. Like the we almost solved the case and then you're like, fuck, no, we didn't. And then the ending just hit you like, here you go.
Yeah. It could also mean that she needs a psychologist.
She definitely needs a psychiatrist.
All of them.
She needs help. She needs mental help.
The mom... the assistant.
Dead Adam.
All of them. By the way, I just read is that the cover is marking perfect. So is it called the imperfect marriage?
Mm. Is any marriage perfect?
I don't know. I'm not married. I don't want to be married either. I still love you, Nick. But no, I'm not married.
Yeah, but it's pretty good.
Yeah.
I would recommend everyone to read it.
7 out of 10 recommend. It's funny because you usually say 10 out of 10.
10 would recommend.
No, 7 out of 10 recommend.
Except if you're listening to this, you probably don't need to read it. No, I feel like there's so many things we didn't talk about because obviously there's so many little details. Okay. Now when you read it,
if you have not read this book, you 100% could still read the book because what transpires through the plot and things that come into discovery and characters that come into the story we did not mention. I believe
Stevens.
Right off the top of my head, we did not mention 3 or 4 characters.
Yeah, no, 100%.
I know the psychological part now that you just said Stevens. That was part of the psychological suspense part.
You think so?
But you're going to have to read to find that out yourself. Mm. Yes. Mm. I'm going to tell you later. No one's going to get to hear it.
Perfect. We love VIP access.
All right. So we are going to be... I just found the note. His mom smokes crack. That's my favorite note in the whole entire book when I realized that she's crazy. Yeah. We are going to be posting more than likely weekly. Our next post will be the seven
husbands of Evelyn Hugo.
That's a very long name for me to remember. The Perfect Marriage is just about as many letters I could remember. Yeah. And we will be reviewing that as well. If you guys have any suggestions, comments, how would they get to us?
That's a good question. You could DM us.
You can DM through here?
You can find us on Instagram.
Oh, that means I have to make it public. Okay, yeah, you can. No.
You don't have to make it public. They could DM you, and then you just have to accept the request.
Oh, I was like, my day job will not let me do that.
No, you don't have to.
Okay. No. Alrighty. Now they're going to be like, what's her day job?
Yeah. TBA.
No TBA. It's a mystery.
It might just be a podcaster. You might just drop our jobs and just become full-on podcasters.
This is the first episode. I don't know how I feel yet. If we're the only ones laughing at this, I don't think so. I don't think so.
I'm going to be the first sure laughing at this.
All right. We have to figure out how to end this.
Okay. Well, catch us next time. Hopefully, you guys read along with us.
So, yeah. Now that you know the next book, that would be a great thing to see if you have the same thoughts as us, any input.
Yep.
And that way, then, the feedback could change a little bit. It can go from what we can do better to like how did you actually feel about the book that you read with us.
Exactly.
So we can do that, and we could do that on a weekly basis. We'll try to have these posted throughout the week because we know lots of people like to drive and listen to it. So we'll try to have those ready, especially with the holidays coming up, road trips, flights. That's like the perfect time to
lonely time
to. Exactly. Well, yeah, lonely time. That's the perfect time to listen to a podcast.
So yeah, all these books are available on Amazon. And they're super quick. I've gotten them Author Prime. And they're not expensive at all. So they're like a good read. They're good to read, great books, and cheap. What more can you ask for?
Perfect. Alrighty, so tune in. Hopefully next week we'll have another juicy confession for you.
See ya!